Now the Fox is preparing for a Biden administration, the same muscle memory is kicking in. The business dealings of Biden's son Hunter and his brother James have given rise to myriad Fox reports about a Biden crime family, and the network has become preoccupied with Biden's age, with a medical contributor appearing on Tucker Carlson's show to talk about atrial fibrillation and cognitive decline. What's impossible to imagine, though, is how small-bore scandals can possibly satisfy an audience that now thinks an entire presidency has been stolen. Indeed, since Trump's defeat, many conservative news consumers have abandoned the comparatively more staid precincts of Fox for OANN and Newsmax. In the month after the election, Newsmax viewership rose 497% between 4 and 8 p.m., when Fox suffered a 38% decline. The demand among conservative news consumers for the unhinged is obviously high. For the past 4 years, Trump has not only met that demand, he has steadily increased it. Now, with his claims of a landslide electoral win, he has crossed a line that conservative media is asked to cross too, lest it be left behind. It's one thing for conservatives to believe Biden is corrupt or hopelessly senile, but to believe that his election is patently fraudulent goes far beyond the outer edges of even toxic partisanship. It invites extreme responses like excusing, if not endorsing, a siege of the Capitol.